a devotion for the family and friends of Hope Lutheran Church, Calgary, June 17th. As people of the Church of Jesus Christ, one way to think about our mission is that we want to be the gospel in action. At worship, we are fed and nurtured in the Word, and we practice being a gospel community. In the rest of our life, we want to witness our faith to everyone we meet. We want to be people of integrity, letting our actions match our words. We want to be people of faith, showing care for all as God does. We want to be people of hope, living in the assurance that Jesus will come again to bring in the kingdom of God in all its fullness. As people of the Church of Jesus Christ, we want to be alive to the gospel in action all around us. The months that we have spent in quarantine have made some community members shine. We are grateful to healthcare workers who have faithfully gone to work to care for those possibly carrying a dreadful disease. We have been grateful to those who have made it possible for us to survive isolation. Pharmacy workers, truckers, grocery store staff, and community members who have helped us all access essentials. Their selfless service has been the gospel in action. The demonstrations on behalf of Black Lives Matter have shown us that justice can't wait for a vaccine. Now is the time to evaluate societal institutions that have favored white people over everyone else. And the demonstrations have given rise to a powerful example of the gospel in action. Did you see the news report showing a Black man carrying a white supremacist to safety on his shoulder in the UK? The life of the counter-demonstrator was in danger, but he was rescued by one he hated. The scene reminds me of Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan. There it is, playing itself out in 2020 on my TV screen. As I say farewell to my role as interim pastor, I am grateful that we will continue in ministry together. Together, we will continue to pursue our mission as God has gifted and called us to do. Together, we will give thanks for the signs around us that the Spirit of God is loose in the world, using all kinds of people to be the gospel in action. It's a joyful thing to recognize that the Spirit is bringing justice and peace, love and hope where there was none before, and that we can take part in it all. Thanks be to God.